Everyone, I've got a special one for you today. I was joined on IG Live by one of my mentors and heroes, the incredible Les Brown. And Les and I discussed the three things to focus in on during uncertain times. Don't forget to join me every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern for my free training. And of course, you can always text me to join my community at 949-298-2905. And of course, anything else you need, guides, exercises, and books at david@dmeltzer.com. david@dmeltzer.com. Look forward to hearing from you.
This is Entrepreneurs the Playbook.
My mentor, my hero, someone who taught me all this stuff, making me one of the biggest copycats in the world, but I cannot speak in the relevance of this man. I hope you recognize him. There he is, the great Les Brown. My dear friend, how are you?
The great David, how are you?
I am so fired up. I just have to tell you, one of my friends is going to join afterwards. And she literally almost cried because you were a keynote speaker at the Elevate company. And she said to me, oh my gosh, this is a dream. I said, it's just not a dream. I said, I got Les Brown to open for you on my live. How big is that? Nancy from Elevate says hi, and they appreciate your support. I love that product, by the way. Have you tried?
Oh man, I love it. It wakes me up. It puts you on fire, and they have one that allows you to go to sleep and have a deep sleep. So I enjoy their products very much.
Yeah, and now they're coming out with a pill. You don't even have to drink lemonade, coffee, or hot chocolate. They're going to just have a pill that you can take. Because I'm not a big fan of coffee. That was always my hard part. They're killing it now.
Oh yes, fantastic! You look like fresh money.
Ah, so do you, man. You are a fighter and a survivor and an expander. And I just had to have you on because so many people today, I don't think they have the right perspective when it comes to compressed times of uncertainty and change. And you and I share a unique perspective that we want to really portray out there to let people get what they want. Can you shed some light for us on these times of uncertainty of how we can be happy, how we can expand and learn and love and grow?
It's very important, something that you talk about. And I want to just say thank you for who you are, for the light that you share, for the lives that you're transforming each and every time you speak, and you have the voice of life. I want that voice of yours. I said, oh my God. Yes, and you're so knowledgeable. You remind me of a modern day Alan Watts. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
I am. What a great compliment. Thank you.
Oh yes, he's a deep dude. Yes. People have to, I think there are three things that's very important right now. Number one, people have to develop mental resiliency. We're living in a time where things are coming at us and we don't know what she was going to drop next. You know, it was Forrest Gump said, life is like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get. Well, we're living during those particular times. And so mental resiliency is very important. Taking the time, having a ritual that you are living your life from the inside out. You're reading, you're meditating, you're praying, and you're focusing on strengthening yourself, fortifying your faith and making your doubts and fears starve to death. That's number one. The other thing that's very important in this new economy and the disruptive place where we are, where the 40-40 plan is gone, where you can expect to be on a job for 40 years, that day is gone. There's no such thing as job security. 47 million people will lose their jobs from artificial intelligence, and we've already lost 50 jobs from the coronavirus. So people have to create multiple streams of income and so find at least three things that they master and do well. I speak, I train speakers, and I write. And the third thing that's very important, creating a community of collaborative, achievement-driven, supportive relationships. You can't make it by yourself. You want to surround yourself with people that you can learn from, grow from, and that can help you to have a breakthrough, and you can help them have a breakthrough to create the next greatest version of themselves.
And I know both of us have been blessed in our lives, and although we started out our lives with extreme challenges, we had early success in our lives as well, and we utilized others, and they were attracted to us. But one of the things I still find difficult that I practice myself is to have the humility to ask for help. Why do you think it's so challenging for people to, you know, they can find the right people, even people that we have coached before. And I'm sure you've had this experience. People will pay me a ton of money to coach them, and then they won't call me. They won't ask for help. And then I'll ask them on our scheduled call, hey, why didn't you reach out? I could have helped you. I'm on the sideline for you. The game was going on. I could have called in an audible or brought in somebody new for you. Why didn't you call me? Oh, well, you know, I didn't want to bother you. Where does that energy come from? Where does that philosophy or perspective, you know, come from? And how can people overcome it?
It's a lack of deservingness. One of the things that I have found, I went to a friend's house and I went to talk to him about helping him to get off drugs. I was doing an intervention with his sister and a few friends, and he told us to get out. And I'll never forget something that she said as we were going down the steps. She said, most people won't participate in their own rescue. Oh. And so when you don't feel that you deserve the best that life has to offer, if you don't see your life as life is God's gift to us, and how we live our lives is our gift to God, you will live recklessly. We are energy, and that energy will be used positively according to your level of consciousness or destructively. And so working on oneself, getting to become aware of oneself, as you know, Viktor Frankl said that adversity introduces a man or woman to themselves. And so right now, people have an opportunity to begin to reflect, to look at who they've been, how they're showing up, and who they have to be when we emerge out of this place where we are right now.
And, you know, through the social, economic, and political times that we're living, there's a lot of forces that are separating us. And maybe I'm an optimist, but I think it's the few. Like, I I'm around a lot of people. I study every day. I have two different periods of research time where I'm more interested than interesting, trying to raise my awareness. And what's coming to me every day is, how do I stop the few from separating the many on all the different issues, socioeconomic and political? And I thought no better person than Les Brown to talk about unification and how a tree has no branches, and that we all together, it's the few, one little speckle of darkness cannot overcome a spark of light. How can we together overcome these few that are separating us?
We're doing that right now, because we're living in a place where it's been said, and I think it's very true, until those who are unaffected are as outraged as those who are affected, things will never change. And so you have people who have not been affected by the divisiveness and all of the police brutality and the killings, that one we witnessed yesterday that was just horrific, as the governor said. And so in the midst of an operation, things look like a murder, but on the other side, there's a healing. So things will get worse before they get better. That's a part of the process. But the main thing to do is what you said, and what you talk about, is maintaining a spirit of optimism that we will get through this and we'll be stronger and better on the other side of it.
And you brought up a great point about health, and you yourself have overcome personal health issues, which sometimes diminish our capacity, not only to heal, but to heal others. But yet somehow through your career, as I've watched, you're able to overcome and heal yourself and get past the adversity of your own health issues. What lessons have you learned through your own journey about the importance of health, how to heal ourselves, and how to help others heal themselves?
Well, one of the things you just said is so true. Ask for help, not because you're weak, but because you want to remain strong. And ask for help and don't stop until you get it. I'll never forget when Dr. Alfred Gosen, one of the top oncologists, who told me, Mr. Brown, you have fourth stage cancer. I'm in Atlanta now, where the Cancer Center of America is located. And I said, tell me what you're talking about. He said, well, your PSA is 2,400. 1 to 4 is normal, and cancer's metastasized to 7 areas of your body. I said, can you give me a second opinion? He said, yes, and you're ugly too. You didn't call me ugly, did you? He said, hell yeah, you're ugly. He said, but you got this. We determine the diagnosis. You and God determine the prognosis. He said, I don't tell patients they're terminally ill. What I say is my knowledge, my skills, my abilities have terminated. Now you and God have got to explore some other options. And so when I left his office, I left there not with a heart full of fear, but a heart full of faith and knowing that I would be able to get through this. And this is what people must know. And what you do with your program, you distract, dispute, and inspire. You, how people live their lives is a result of the story they believe about themselves. When they hear your voice and your knowledge and your experience, you distract them from what psychologists call their self-explanatory style. You distract, dispute, and when they listen consistently, you dismantle their current belief system and inspire them, as Mother Teresa would say, to become a pencil in the hand of God and start writing a new chapter in their lives.
I love that. You remind me, before my dad passed, they told him, you know, years before that he was going to die. And he said, look, I know that. I've known that my whole life. He said, but you're not going to determine my pace. My dad was he raced horses. He said, nobody determines my pace. I determine my pace. Because I was crying, you know, when he told me. And then he told me that. I lit up. No one's going to determine my pace in my life. I know I'm going to die someday. So that doesn't fear me. Last question real quick before I let you go. And also, I want to know what you're working on. But I have determined these 5 daily practices from taking inventory of my values, asking and attracting for help and value, being a student of my calendar. Einstein says, you know, that coincidence is God's remaining anonymous. I say coincidence is a mathematical equation of luck. Attention plus intention equals coincidence. Do it now. Right, 100% of things do now, but the last one is the one I want your advice on. I am on a journey to practice ending fear in my own life. I know that it's a continual practice, it's a potential I want to reach, but I know the more I can clear that corrosion of fear, the need to be right, offended, separate, inferior, superior, anxious, frustrated, worried, all the things that cause this corrosion between me and the greatest source of light, love, and lessons, and everybody else. What are some of the things you do to practice ending fear in your life?
You know, Zig Ziglar said something I love very much. He said, in a fearful situation, the majority of people, they forget everything and run. But a few people, they face everything and rise. And so what we do is knowing that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a spirit of power and of love and of sound mind. You can't be in a sound mind if you're governed by fear. We want to be concerned by what's going on, but not consumed by fear. We can't control the thoughts that come in our minds, which that is fear, a thought, but we can control the thoughts that we focus on. And that is a knowing that we are more than capable, that greater is he that's in us than he that's in the world. I think about Simba, you are more than that which you have become, and Lion King. And so we have to remind that we are more than the fear, more than the adversities of what we are growing through.
You're amazing. And I remember when I look at you, I think about this man has planted seeds under trees that he'll never sit under. And he does not mind that at all. You have changed the world. Impact me to impact others, to impact others. I tell people all the time, they're like, you're crazy. I got a mission to empower over 1 billion people to be happy, to change the collective consciousness. Where you come up with that dumb idea? I was like, you know that ugly guy, Les Brown? He taught it to me. So thank you. I am a seed of yours, my friend, and I am blessed to have you. What are you currently working on, and where can people find you?
Well, I have a new book called You've Got to Be Hungry.
Hungry!
Yeah, I just completed it. You know, February 17th, I turned 75. And I said, I'm not going to take this book to my grave with me. I'm going to rob the cemetery of this book. And I finally completed it. You've Got to Be Hungry, The Greatness Within to Win. And people can order it on Amazon, or they can order it by going to IamHungryLesBrown.com.
I love it, man. The most common denominator of all the great people, from Les Brown to Bob Proctor to Mary Morrissey to Warren Moon to all the great athletes, celebrities, entertainers, is they must be what they can be. And you must be what you can be. It does not happen unless you're hungry. So stay hungry. I will see you soon, my friend. And I am blessed to have you on here.
I love you. And thank you so much. Take care, my brother.
You're the best, man. I'll see you soon. Thank you.
Hey, podcast listeners. Thank you for listening, as always, to today's episode. I know you've been enjoying the Road to Revenue episodes. They are downloading at record paces, and I am so grateful for you joining me, not only on the podcast, but live every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern. Make sure you email me at David at dmeltzer.com or text me at 949-298-2905. Thank you so much.